And away we go. And good afternoon, TNT, Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, marvelous Monday, April 9, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with.
Okay, good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today? We still here, and I'm not paid yet, but I'm not worried about it either. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, well, we don't have any updates that we sent out over the weekend because nothing came in worthy of that, as far as I'm concerned. We did get some exciting information over the weekend that's going to take us into today's events and activities and information. And so we'll just say that, and let's just jump right into it.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to play another song. What?
Oh, no.
All right, guys.
I was just waiting to see what you were going to tell versus what you were not going to tell to decide if I was going to tell it or not. So then to wait and see if you were not going to tell it.
No, I'm going to tell everything. I don't care. Anyway, text me my info real quick. Okay, guys, I can stop and wait for you to ask the questions, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the answer. We'll have a little bit of dialogue and go from there. I don't know how many questions we have or how many people we have on the call waiting on the open lines, waiting for the call. But here's the thing. So I told you guys to watch what they do, not what they say. Because they say a whole lot of stuff. They say they're going to do it when it's stable. They say they're going to do it after the elections. And, you know, we discussed last week what all that brings. Do we even care what happens after the elections? So these are our choices. So you guys can know. So I like everybody to form their own opinion. I just give you the information I'm getting. You put it together with all the other information you get and come to your own conclusion. So we've been telling you all the updates and everything that our committee members have given us. And we have, we still haven't seen it. That's because I'm talking normal, I guess. You guys, I need to holler. I got my headphones in because it's easier for me. Sorry. You guys have to turn your volume up. Because I hold my phone, it's too much stress. Hopefully you can hear me better now. I'm going to speak louder. So, what I said was, we have two choices. We can believe what we hear, or we can believe what we see them doing. And those are ones that you have to look at. You can look at all the other so-called gurus and see what they're telling you and form your own opinion out of all the information you get, because that's what I have to do. Form my own opinion, give it to you, but also give you the information that I have got, which should help you form yours. So I see Iraq going into an election. I see them saying they're going to wait to do the RV after the election. They're going to wait to do the RV when the time is suitable. and being suitable. I talked to my guy over in Iraq. He said, well, stable. That's what he means when he says suitable, when the country is stable. Guys, just that remark on its own to give you the interpretation that this thing could go on forever. Because Iraq is never going to be 100% stable. Now, there are some other gurus out there that are telling you that Iraq needs to be stable, like they said. Iraq needs Parliament to pass these 23 laws. They have nothing to do with deleting the zeros, because they've already told you all of that has been completed. There's nothing to do with that. But these 23 laws that are needed before we can see the RV. If people out there telling you that it's better to RV after the election, before the election, that doesn't make sense. Iraq is telling you they're going to RV after the election instead of before the election. The problem with that is, after the elections, if they don't RV, it's going to be total chaos for months. And I mean for months. Not for a couple weeks, for months. Because if a Biden doesn't get reelected, they got a new prime minister, goes through the same stuff we see Trump going through every day, got to pick a bunch of new people, everybody's dissatisfied. I mean, the difference is they're going to pick them from the parliament on down. Everybody's going to be switching positions if he doesn't. That's when, you know, the fight starts, the Shiites, the Kurds, everybody's party. You might have won that, but our party has more votes than your party has, and we go all the way back into that. We've all been through it before. We know exactly how long it takes. That's when a body has to decide. It's not like here in the U.S. He's going to decide what day of what month that he's going to exchange power. So everything I see after the election is total chaos if they don't do it before the election. Benefits of doing it before the election. Oh, wait, let me give you some more. Afterwards, through all that chaos, they lose all the harmony and good wealth they built throughout the world up to this point. They lose all the investors that were lined up to come in. They lose all the countries that were going to give them money. I mean, the entire process has to start over. Because now the country certainly is not stabilized if a body's not in that position. Will not. It will start all over again. And once again, everything they planned for, every date, is now out of whack. Once again. I just don't see people with good common sense doing that. Now, I could be wrong. But it doesn't make sense to me. It shouldn't make sense to you, and it should not even make sense to them, knowing the country, the people that they're dealing with, knowing that. So I have to look at the good side, coming all this way, involving all these people, countries, and trying to get this thing done, that they will do this RV before May 15th. The citizens will be overwhelmingly happy. You will have all of their support and get voted back in. Just through popularity, just through them getting to live the good life, just through them saying, finally, out of the last three, somebody did what they said they were going to do, and they brought Iraq back to international recognition, and they brought back their economy. And things can go forward from there. That's what I see happening. Now, why do I see that happening? Because I'm not listening to what they say, as so many other people do or want you to do, and and I'm not believing everything they said, because we know one thing Iraq does is they lie good, and they'll lie right in your face and tell you a lie and want you to believe it, even though it doesn't make any sense. Now, could they possibly be telling the truth? Yes, but traditionally, they lie. So I'm going to go with that side of it. This is where I have to go, based on the information I received. So on Friday, I knew that the banks were going in on Sunday. They had already been told, they had already been put on standby again for the weekend, weren't able to go 25 miles outside their zone on Saturday. On Sunday morning, 5 o'clock, banks went in just like they said they would. Now, when I say banks went in, because I've talked to some bankers and they said they didn't go in. I talked to some bank exchange people, and they said, yes, we did go in. So, they went in California. They went in Arizona. They went in Texas. They went in Wisconsin. They went in New York. I left somebody out. Oh, they went in Illinois. So, I know those locations, they went in. They sat around for hours around, you know, 1, 2 o'clock, they went home. So, out of those 6, 7 states, well, I mean, they all went home different times before, but they all went in. They went in for what they were saying is their final trial runs of going through everything, getting their procedures down, their timing, and down to who's sitting at what desk when we get in here, so everybody knows exactly where to go to. Now, they didn't put that out. They were actually taking action, getting ready to go do something. Now, I've also heard from them, we're ready to go. We're just waiting on Iraq. But if we're going to be waiting till June, July, August, September, or December, we wouldn't be doing this right now if that was the information we were getting. So, they wouldn't. Are they on alert again now? Yes, they are. They are also being gagged and threatened with life sentences and worse if they continue to give out any information. Yes, they are. So they're at that point. They feel they're that close, that no more information should be given out. Now, I like what the banks are doing, because that's who's getting ready to pay me, is the bank. Nobody else, nowhere else. I mean, the Treasury Department, we're going to the bank and exchange locations to get paid. And they're getting ready. And they're on standby. When I talked to the guys in Iraq over the weekend, they say what I said, and they told me, and I told you what position they were, and they're constantly telling me, Tony, don't pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to that. We know there's about to be an economic change in Iraq, and we know it's scheduled for this week sometime. So now I'll put it out there. You guys know what it is. Scheduled for this week sometime. Has it been scheduled before? Yes. Has something happened before? Yes. And that's always going to be a probability or availability, or however you want to look at it, there until it's done, until they actually activate. See, my job in this whole thing is to do two things. Tell you what's going on. And I mean on both sides. And the other thing, and tell you, not tell you that I know and this is going to happen and Monday morning, Tuesday evening, you know, Thursday at noon, this is what's going to happen. I can tell you what they put out and what they plan to happen unless something messes up the plan. The only other thing that my job to do here is to help you learn as much as you can beforehand so you can keep as much as you can after and grow your wealth. And those are the two things that I try to get accomplished on this call, with this call, every time. And every time I say I say, I mean me and Ray. So I just say all right. And everybody else. Actually, everybody else that contributes information to us, the sequence plans, I mean, that's what everybody here is trying to accomplish. See? Nobody is trying to be the first one to tell you the RV is here. Nobody here is trying to tell you at 3:01 p.m. the RV is going to happen, that so I'm right. It's not the purpose of TNT. The purpose is to give you the information, help you maintain your wealth, and try and help you understand it the best that we can. That's what we do here. I don't know anybody else. So if that's what you're looking for, which is the right information, then let's get this thing started. I'm looking at this week, the banks are getting ready again. We got some new rates. I don't know if Ray want to give them to you or not. I'm going to leave that up to him. But he does have them. I know that for a fact. So, let me see. Other than that, I mean, it was a weekend update, so we got it. Anyway, that's where we're at, right? Let's get it cracking. Okay. What y'all want to talk about today? All right. Ray,
let's see. We'll start with questions on the call.
Am I still in a tunnel? Somebody sent me a text. It sounds like I'm in a tunnel. I don't know. But
just then, when you, it changed a little. But
all right.
Okay. I have a paragraph here. I'm trying to skim over it real quick. Okay, yeah, see, that wasn't even a question. All right, let's see. Scrub 2001. I guess that's how that's pronounced. Anyway, good morning and afternoon. The only question left to ask is whatever happened to Snoring Man, who years ago was one of my favorite on your calls. Billy? Golden Hawk, do any of your Iraqi contact? I mean, this is a question put on Q&A. Anyway, Golden Hawk, do any of your Iraqi contacts have direct access to either a lock or a body?
Yes.
Why? Well, that was all they asked. So, I don't know. Yeah. Well, why you want to know? But anyway. All right. D2X says, number one, any additional info about that? Never mind. Jim in KC. Assuming the tax exempt or pre-taxed event actually happens as you have been told, when does that period end? And normal currency exchange procedures return. Example, if we exchange immediately or in 1 to 2 weeks of watching the Forex and hold some currency, such as Vietnamese dong, to see if it goes higher over time, then exchange it, how will we know if it is still tax exempt? I know you have to guess at the answer unless there is an official statement of time parameters.
You know what? I don't have an answer for that because they didn't say you got to do it in the first 90 days or first 180 days. Haven't seen anything like that, but we haven't seen any documents come out telling us that this is exempt. I'm going by what I'm getting from the Treasury Department and what I was getting from the committee member saying it's exempt from us paying taxes on it. So I know it's not going to be forever because people just going through their normal currency exchange are not going to be exempt when they make over a $200 profit. So I don't know. The thing to do would be ask your banker if they have any information once this goes, or if we get a clue, then we'll come back and tell you. But right now, I don't know. I know they expect us, the Intel group, to go in and do our exchange within the first 10 days. That's why they designed it that way. So we can go be in and out. If the rest of those 6 million or 8 million, or even now 30 million people, they claim have dinar, do theirs in 6 months or 9 months or whenever they find out, they may have to pay taxes. But they figure they don't have enough to be bothered with not taking the taxes out like we do. Those are only going to be people months from now who just found out about it and they had 100 dinar laying around. Or somebody gave me one of those 10,000 notes 4 years ago. I got to go find it. Anybody really involved in the process with any money involved in it is going to be in and out of this thing the first 30 days, I guarantee you. Anybody that got good sense? Okay, Ray.
Okay, Patty says, if we do not exchange before the election in Iraq, what does that mean for all of us? Could they stop us from ever exchanging our currencies?
No, we're always going to exchange. We just don't know when. That's all. This could go through the elections because, you know, I can't go over there and educate them in 10 minutes and say, this is why you should do it right now. They have a plan. I don't really know what their plan is. I know what they're telling us in public, and their public plan, even though they could, you know, you could spend anything to justify why. But common sense says we know what happens after every election, so it's not going to be then. And I can give you a couple of those. Just, you know, if we really need Parliament to pass all these laws, and they're not going to do it till after the election, why are they bringing Parliament back on the 17th to try to get the laws passed? I mean, what's the emergency with that? Will all of those Parliament members come back and vote? We don't even know. But what's the big push if you don't care about the RV until after the election? What's the big push on the laws if you don't care until after the election? Why are you trying to bring everybody back right in the middle of them running their campaigns to vote these laws in? I don't know. So then that would happen after the election. Then the chaos would ring after the election. All the uncertainty would ring after the election. Then the people would be back in the streets again because the reforms didn't happen right after the election. And then they'd have all this instability that they were complaining about anyway, and they could drag on and on and on. I mean, that possibly could happen. I don't know if it's going to happen, but those are all the reasons I see for them to do it now to prevent all of that from happening. They don't need any laws or anything else because the process of delete the three zeros has been done with the exception of activating the RV. You know, they've told us that, and they've done everything in the banking system to make sure that that part is complete. They've connected us internationally everywhere to make sure that that part is complete. And he said the only thing that remains is for him to be satisfied with Iraq's stability. Well, they're as stable as they've been in the last 10 years right now today. Now, unless somebody's looking for 100% perfect, which is not going to happen, trying to turn the country in 10 years into the equivalent of what has taken us 200 years, and we're not even perfect. So, again, that just doesn't make sense to me. It's the Middle East. Somebody's always going to be bombing somebody because that's what they do. There's always going to be pockets of ISIS here and there, sleeper cells, everything, because that's what they do. They're not going to wipe that out 100%. Nowhere over there. Nowhere. Not in those countries. Because it's not an individual. It's a mentality. And you just don't wipe that out by saying, I'm going to put more soldiers on the border. And that doesn't make sense in any country. So, all right, what's next? I hope I answered that.
Okay. I'll go ahead and read this one. Red Dog says, why is the NDA for 10 years if we're going to be broke in 1 to 2 years?
Well, they made the NDA for 10 years for the smart people who still going to have money in 10 years. So they're really not concerned with the ones that are going to be broke in 1 to 2 years. Because it'll be over. But, or maybe not. Maybe they don't want you to come back complaining. Maybe they don't want you trying to make more money on a book or a movie or a story after you've blown all your money in 2 years, if that's the case. You do that. I hope it doesn't happen.
Okay, Hope Ford says, was Ramadan occurring on Election Day? In your opinion, will the RV happen after the holiday month?
In my opinion, they are getting ready for it right now. That's my opinion, because I know that's what they are doing, and I know that's what the guys over the weekend who live in Iraq said they're being told that they're doing, getting ready for it right now. If it went to Ramadan, because they can't control it either, they can just tell me this is the plan and this is the time frame they're looking to make this announcement. If it did, Ramadan is the month of giving. And as we looked at it, every year Ramadan came, said, hey, first day of Ramadan is a great day to do something, or during Ramadan, because that's their time of giving to each other, and they could give them a great blessing. I don't think they would do it on the first day because that's Election Day. It's already going to be chaos, and nobody would go vote. They'd go spend their money and do the things they really cared about. But, no, I don't think it will restrict it myself. Hopefully it will already be done. All right?
Okay. Sunstar says, any news from the mosque that you can share?
No news from the mosque. I did ask that question this morning. So maybe this afternoon I get some information from him, but so far, no news. No news from the market.
Okay.
But I just asked that question this morning. All right.
Okay. Number two from Sunstar. Per the evaluation of the dong, do you think the dong will stay 47 cents or above for at least 30 days?
I think it will stay at 47 cents, yeah. And I think it will, the dong is a hard one, guys, because I really don't know what the dong market is for buying in their economy. It doesn't have the same thing as Iraq does, but I know we're all going to be exchanging dong, which could actually drive the price down if we're just exchanging and nobody's not out there buying. But I also know they're looking for the rate to be, oh, Ray's supposed to tell you guys the rates. So I'll let him do that.
I didn't say that.
Oh, All right. We'll wait and see what happens then.
Okay. I thought you were going to do it like that. All right. Anyway, number three, Sunstar says, any banking news from our Canadian neighbors that you can share?
No, actually, Canadian banks have been completed and ready to go for some time now. And actually authorized a couple people that we know already because they got their authorization numbers and an 800 number to call. So some of them have already exchanged. Okay?
Okay. Let's see. Jim in KC says, are the banks still planning to take all we can exchange despite what one of the six committees wants as exchange maximums?
That's what they're saying. So I haven't heard from the wealth managers this weekend to see if any of that changed, because this weekend was just about the exchangers and the 800 number of people getting their procedures together. So I haven't gotten any more update from wealth managers.
Okay. Let's talk to some live folks. Area code 347, New York. You're on.
Yo, what's going on, Ray? It's a Mac man from NYC.
Hey, okay. How are you?
How you doing today?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. How you doing, Tony?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. How about you?
All right, good. I understand that we really don't talk about politics on this call, but it seems like, you know, a body is using this as a political stance, either to wage some weight on his side, more or less, and we always teetering on the edge. I'm trying to figure out of, and this is going, I'm going to put this in the form of a question, out of 6 million people who's holding this, these currencies, are you, Tony, and Ray stating that there's nothing that 6 million people can't do to put some type of pressure on these places in the world that we have helped throughout these years with whatever economy they had or whatever monetary system they had that just didn't fall and, you know, just fall apart. Whatever it was that we did help them to get to where they are today in some way or another. So the question again is, this is my question, can we think of nothing that 6 million people can't do that are holding this currency? Or can we come up with some type of constructive criticism or some type of any type of thought that 6 million people can put together to carry some weight to say, well, obviously we had to do a good thing. It wasn't it may be an investment for us, but we invested in countries. So can we come up with some type of way where 6 million people can help get this thing done? And can you elaborate on that, or is there something you think we could do? Because I think it's taking too long.
All right. So let's look at our options here, though. Okay.
Think stop about laughing,
what
Tony.
What you're
stop
asking.
Laughing, Tony.
Look, wait. I can't help it. Wait. Think about what you're asking to be done. You know, and the reason why. The reason, first of all, is not to preserve our own position, not to preserve, it's not even to enhance our own position, but just to make them activated while the rest of the world countries, governments with political and military might are letting them do this. You want us to load the gun and pull the trigger when they won't even do that.
Okay.
Against Iraq. Okay. So.
Okay.
If we want to have some influence on what's going on in Iraq, it's real easy. All 6 million people stop buying dinar. Stop the flow of the currency. And now Iraq doesn't have the IMF or World Bank, who's not going to give them any more money. They don't have the U.S., who's not going to give them any more money. They don't have the investors giving them money. But what will happen is that exchange rate that they just got caught up and did because of the black market and everything else will go absolutely crazy. Where the IMF wanted them to be stabilized and have it done for 90 days will not happen because we are no longer contributing to that. So we can have an effect. It's just not going to be a positive effect. It's going to be a negative effect that then has to go through its process and then be overcome. As far as Iraq, if we're trying to force Iraq to do something. Now, we want to force the U.S. to force Iraq to do something. We want to go back to we are the people. Again, what's the reasoning behind it? Now, I did we are the people because they were trying to cut the people out. And that's why we did We Are the People, because that wasn't right. What they're doing now is government business, country business, international business. We don't need to get involved in that because there's things happening in the background that you have no idea about that will be affected with those type of decisions. Now, not only do we not need to, but who's going to do it? I did that. I took it on. I went to them to make sure the people were here. For me to go back and say, okay, let's do this, because I got a plan, but it's actually for after the dinar hits, because that makes more sense to me, because we got the money to do it, okay? But doing it before the dinar hits, guess where the target goes once again? On me. And I don't see the benefit of that right now. I'm just being perfectly honest with you because it doesn't make sense either way to try to force them to do something when you don't even understand what they're trying to do. You don't understand. This is not a pay these 6 million people plan. This is a plan that affords America and supplies America and actually feeds America for next 30, 50 years. And I mean the entire continent of America, not 6-8 million people. Now, supposedly the banks did a recalculation last week, and they're saying it's 30 million people with dinar. I'm telling you, you can go to any dinar site, you can look at the history of their site, and I know, and the most people that have ever been on a call is 83,000, because we had them here on one call, 83,000. The most has ever been viewed is we had a regular 1 million views every week that went to 2 million views. Nobody else is doing that. And then when we did We Are the People, we didn't have 1 million or 2 million people show up. We didn't even have 80,000. We had enough to make a difference that they know if it kept going, it could blow up and get way out of hand, because I have copies of people who sent me what they sent their senators and congressmen and the bankers. But even that was getting out of hand when people start calling in death threats to the bankers, because that's when I got my call. So now we're going too far. Because now they're going, you know, hey, you need to calm this down. And I understood it. I mean, I actually understood it. But we're also still in the game. So we just need to do what we can do and listen. We don't need to agitate or do anything else unless it's something that affects us. And the fact that we want it today and not when they finish their plan is not a reason to do what you're saying do.
All right. I keep the truth
down. All right, thank you.
All right, later on, man. All the said words in the Vegas, and all that other stuff. And I'll catch up with you.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, move on.
And your petition for the club, rest of us, is fine, but the petition for club, best of us, is in review.
Sorry about that.
Okay, 404, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. Appreciate you taking my call. Got a couple of questions. Good morning to you and afternoon to Ray. I'll take the bull by the horns. Tony, you referenced twice that Ray has access to those new rates. Ray has dodged it. And I would like to ask if you would be so kind as to share what those new rates are on behalf of all the listeners.
I don't know that they're new, but he's only dodged it for me. You haven't asked him directly.
Ray, if you do not wish to, then I will let someone else do that. But I figured, given that that has been opened up, that there are new rates. Tony did not say which currencies had the new rates, but of course, inquiring minds would like to know what those new rates are.
Okay.
Okay. They're not necessarily new, but they are the rates. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So
new rates.
They're not new. Then, you know, then we're wasting time then on that one. But if there are new rates, that's what we would be wanting to know. And I wouldn't want to be putting you on the spot. So if they're the same rates that we have been hearing.
Pretty much the same, maybe a few pennies different, that's all.
Okay. Then I won't hold the feet to the fire, the like, but other than to have followed through on that, Tony. You were putting your brother on the spot. I have a question with respect to the protocols that occurred over the weekend dealing with bringing the bank personnel in, bringing them in based on directives from, I gather, the Treasury. However, what was going on with respect to the announcements or the release of the 800 numbers? If these folks were sitting at the Exchange Center for 6 to 8 hours, what was the status of 800 numbers?
I don't have any. Now, let me put this a different way. Hold on. Okay, so there are some 800 numbers out. I don't know if they're good, active, or what. I do know I've been given an 800 number, and I know some other people that have been given 800 numbers. I know they're live 800 numbers because I already tried them, but I know they're not taking appointments or anything like that. Okay? So I don't know if it's going to be the 800 numbers that we –
Yeah, I was going to say, clarify that you have been given 800 numbers so that folks know that not from an official source that these are the 800 numbers.
Yeah, not
– Okay.
Yeah, from somebody else. Yeah.
Right.
Not from the Treasury. I have not given them – And that's who we're supposed to be getting from, the Treasury or the Federal Reserve. So I haven't gotten them from them, but I have gotten it from other sources. And I know people have some numbers because our committee guy already had his numbers, which he told us. I got the numbers right here, but I can't send them to you until they do. But anyway, I know some other people have numbers. And I know I've talked to them because when they've dialed them, they got the same response I got when I dialed mine. So there are, again, 800 numbers that are being passed out to some people. Some people are being told, don't call it, don't do this. They're going to trace your number and put you on this list.
if you call it before time, it doesn't hurt all that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of other things. So some people may tell you that somebody sent them a 800 number because they may have, but it's not activated. They can't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must admit, it was just puzzling to me, given that these exchange center personnel were sitting there waiting for activity, yet the 800 numbers hadn't been given the go-ahead to be released. And so it sort of seems a little bit, you know, what was happening in terms of the right hand and the left hand knowing what the others were doing. Because initially it was, what was going through my mind is that was this indicative that the 800 numbers weren't going to be used, yet during some of your monologue, Tony, you had said something along the lines of the 800 number people were getting their protocols. So there seems to still be a little bit of confusion in there, at least in my mind, so. This may have been a trial run.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's clear it up. We're going to clear it up for everybody. So on Friday, they were told to be on standby, and you're coming in to the bank on Sunday. And everybody was given a time to be at the bank on Sunday. Okay? So different regions, different times, but they were supposed to be there. So we don't know any more than they know. They know, hey, we're going in, and they're all juiced and everybody's excited, and they go in. And we're all thinking, okay, why are they bringing them in? Unless it's time to go do this. So they bring them in. Nothing happens. They send them home. We think, man, they didn't do it again. They already sent them home. They didn't do it. But the problem was this. As I tell you, call center people came in. Exchange center people came in. No wealth managers went in. So nobody was doing the appointments without them. There was no 800 numbers given out. So they're sitting there waiting. They put them in their seats. Then they're going to give out the 800 numbers and call us in? Because they don't know any more than we know until it actually happens, except they had to go in on Sunday morning. That's not what happened when they went in, though, unfortunately. They went in there, and they were doing tests and time procedures for the system. They were doing walkthroughs for the office. Again, for everybody. Then they're actually doing it. That's what they did for hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly how this thing is supposed to flow and be ready to do it. So they didn't know if they were going in for that or if they were going in to actually do the work on what they've been training for all this time again. But that's what they did. Now, I can tell you that's what they did, and I don't know if that's what they did because they were there. I don't know if they were called in Sunday morning because everybody thought it was going to go on Sunday. And, you know, well, we got them here, so let's do something with them. So let's do this. But that's what they did. But I can tell you they're on standby right now. When they clearly told them they weren't going to put them on standby anymore, next time we call you in, this is going to be it. They, in fact, are on standby right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Who was it that made the decision on telling them to go home? Did the Treasury actually then send out a directive on Sunday of it's time to go, or was that each individual bank saying, well, obviously something isn't happening?
Well, obviously it was somebody high up because they all went home at the same time. So
Okay. Okay, very interesting. The plot thickens. One final question. Iraq seems to be known for a variety of holidays or times when the government isn't in action or anything. There are some areas that they are observing today as a holiday on Thursday of this week. Any likelihood that they were trying to avoid the holidays or – you know, I know you said that you're looking for it sometime this week. But just trying to get a feel for what your sources are saying with respect to doing it on a holiday or avoiding it there in Iraq.
I don't know. It's a good question. I didn't even know they had two holidays this week. So
I know.
I haven't even got that far to even know that. I just know they're being told, again, I mean, we see the news articles, and we know what they're telling the whole world. But individually, they're still being told in the coming days.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what that means. I've been trying to figure it out for 10 years, what the coming days mean. Right. They have figured out it's supposed to be this week, so we'll see.
Very good, very good. Well, at least we seem to know that they may have 24 hours in their day to our day or whatever, but maybe it's different. Who knows? We're learning. It's a learning process. So let me close off because I know others are in line and would like to ask questions. But the Vegas, and certainly the 10-day post-RV TNT Super Fantastic Project is what we're looking forward to, the Pay It Forward. And we're waiting on you to tell us the exact day that that would be, counting the days. And thanks again for all your information. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too.
It's a magnificent Monday.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Illinois, 312. Bye-bye. Illinois, 312. You're on.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ray Wren. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fantabulous to the nth degree. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing very, very, very well. Thank you very much. And Mr. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's get this party started.
Feeling?
I am super fantastic as always. Well, mine don't start till they send me a 800 number. I call it and they say 3 o'clock. You're rich. Then I'm gonna start partying for real.
Then you're gonna start partying for real, for real.
That's right.
Oh, I did hear that. Well, you just made a statement just now. I have something else I want to ask about, but just now you said they are on standby right now. Does that include the wealth managers this time who were not called in?
I haven't gotten anything from the wealth managers today or this morning. Simply actually because I wasn't looking because I got last night, hey, they're gone, this, and they're on standby. And then yesterday, it was actually yesterday evening when I got the Iraq information from Iraq, what the plan was for this week. So I really wasn't even looking for anything this morning, to tell you the truth.
Okay, because like you said, it's a exchange people, all them are there and on standby, but there's no wealth managers there. What would be the point? What would
That's
be the
right.
point in making
but
a point
standby
and bringing
simply
us in?
Means, yeah, standby exactly. simply means they can't go any further than 25 miles away from the banking location where they're supposed to be.
Okay. Okay, and that makes sense.
So they have to be within their 25-mile radius so they can respond immediately. And, you know,
and I guess
if it's in the middle of the day, the
wealth
managers may be in position. Do
what? Right. I said by that time, the wealth managers would have time to be in position as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, my other question was,
I can talk while looking at my phone. There was an article about, I guess my question is, have you heard any word on payments in Iraq to the different ministries or different people? Are they still being paid? The article was referencing, you know, they get paid when they get revenues from the sale of oil and all of that. So has there any active payments this week that we know of?
They were getting paid on Saturday. I know they were getting paid yesterday. So, well, in the Kurdistan region, everybody else is still
right.
on their payday. Kurdistan is the only one that's
okay.
been questioned. But, yes, they are getting paid.
Okay. I mean, so that's always a good thing. because they're moving forward.
It's always a good thing. That's right. Money's moving. People are not fighting. It's always a good thing. There's always going to be some kind of turmoil in Iraq. Always. Because that's how the country is. I mean, there's
right.
turmoil in Iran. You know, there's turmoil in Russia. You don't hear a whole lot about Kuwait because everybody's getting paid. Everybody's happy. But most Eastern countries, there's turmoil in their, you know, as their daily living. That's the life that they live. So anybody who tells you that Iraq has to be perfect, all the laws have to be done, all the government people have to be in place, there can be no rioting in the street, the auctions have to stop, nobody can be stealing money out there, that's never going to happen. That is never going to happen. Because one or two of those things will always be going on, even if they're taking turns. Somebody leaves something based on the people that are in there, and it's going to take them years to grow out of that. And the only thing that usually grows a country out of that is success. And they're not going to have any success until they change the rate and bring the people in to do the right things, reconstruction, education, and show them that the banking system is working. So they have to do it to achieve the goal they want to achieve, not wait till all this is fixed and then try to say, okay, now let's do this. We'll be here another 20 years.
I can see that. And we certainly don't want that, and I know they don't either. I know they don't either. Okay, well, sir, thank you very much. You should still be here. We got more snow this morning here in Chicago. I mean, I don't know why you're not here having fun in the snow with me, but it is what it is.
Well, you want me to send you a picture out my window? Because the sun is shining bright. It looks like it's summertime or something.
Sun is shining bright here, just bouncing off the white snow on the lawn.
Oh, well, I feel for you. All right.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Sir, thank you very much, gentlemen. You have a good day on this marvelous, magnificent, monumental Monday.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marilyn, 224 is O area code. Marilyn, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. It is still morning in California.
Greetings.
I first wanted to thank you. Good morning. I wanted to thank you, Ray, for the information. I really appreciate that. And I just wanted to say thank you. And also to ask a couple of questions. One is, have they decided what they are going to do about the ZIM? Because they hadn't decided if there was going to be a limit, I believe, to just one, or if you were going to be able to bring all of the ZIM you had, or if there was going to be a structured payout. I was just trying to find out any updates on that.
Nope, still no update on that. All we
still
know
no
is is Ray to tell you the rate when you get ready to. And yeah, there's no updates on if it's going to be limited or not. So I would plan on taking all mine in. That'd be my plan. I'm taking it all in.
I agree. The other thing, and there's still no updates on the NDA either, is there?
Nope, we don't have it.
Okay. Well, those are the only two questions I have, and I just want to thank you, gentlemen, again, because you are always providing such wonderful information, and I truly appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody on the call does as well. And, of course, wish you a thousandfold, a millionfold times what you have done for us right back to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Pennsylvania, 610. Oh, that's G-Man. From PA. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
And Tabulesser.
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing super fantastic. It's another dynamite day in the USA. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new to this call and those of you who didn't know, in order to keep this information super station on the air, these calls need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to pay for the calls. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order, made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And again, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with all of us out here in the currency community. Thank you to the 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and the meeting facilities will be ready for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, unification. PYP, protect your principal. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, guys. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I like that information superstation. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, Tony. You have a good one.
Hey, let me tell you this, before you go. Wait, are you still there?
I'm still here.
He's today.
That's right. You know, if Ray was really your friend, he wouldn't be letting you suffer the way you're suffering. Because you sent him some Advil, and he hadn't sent you any North Carolina barbecue yet. And I'm just not understanding what's going on there. But you just think about that.
Well, the only way to really enjoy that good old-style North Carolina barbecue is to come down there, sit down at that restaurant in the hometown, and have it served home
fresh
style.
Off
that's
the grill.
The only way to do it.
That's right. Fresh
okay.
off the grill.
Okay.
No freezing and reheating and shipping. It loses its flavor.
That's right. That's right. All right, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right.
All right.
California, 818 area code. You are on.
Yes. Hi. Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hi. Yeah. I just want to give maybe a basic analogy of what's happening at Fergus. You don't mind. It's going to be quick. It seems like this tree... people that run before Alawi, Maliki, and now Abadi. It's like, reminds me of three dog races. You know, the first dog comes close to the finish line, decides to take a leak, and then goes back to the starting line. The second dog comes in, sees the finish line, decides to take a dump, and goes back to the starting line. The third dog now is almost right on the finish line. Now he doesn't know whether he wants to take a leak, take a dump, and go back to the starting line, or cross the finish line. That's my opinion of what's happening there. Okay, that's it.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah. I guess you own the dog, huh?
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Virgin Islands, 340, you are on.
Yes, Ray, good afternoon.
Hey there.
Yes, I'm Tony, good afternoon.
When we look
at the Zim, is the Zim still will be treated as a currency or as a bond?
I'm talking about the one
that we hold. What's that?
Which one do you hold? Does it look like a currency, or does it look like an 8x10, 11 note?
it looked like a, it looked like a 8x10-11 note.
They well, get if you have a note, do what?
Okay. Actually, it looked like the currency. It looked like a currency. It looked like a currency.
Is it an 8.5x11 piece of paper, or does it look like a dollar bill, except it's Zimbabwe?
It look. I don't know the difference.
You don't know what a dollar
but
bill
is. But I have the normal. I have the normal 100 trillion note.
Okay. Then it's not 8.5x11. So it's going to be treated as a currency. Yes.
Okay. So that bond talk is just stuck then.
No, there are bonds out there, but the bond is like a sheet of paper, 8.5x11. That's what the bond is printed on. The currency is just like a dollar bill or like a Vietnam bill. I mean, you know, something you fold and put in your pocket, like a $100 bill, because it has 100 trillion on it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that.
All right.
Thanks for clearing that up because I was hearing the currency, what we hold is a bond and not a currency. Thanks for clearing that up.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Michigan 313, you are on.
How you doing, Ray? How y'all doing, Tony?
Okay.
All right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on? Got a couple questions. Nah, if Iraq, they like it's a lot more countries involved in this than them. It seems like everything based on them at this time. Is that what they the last one to come in or something?
They're the first one to come in. It is all based on Iraq, and Iraq is the foundation.
Okay, they the foundation. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, now with Iraq, is they waiting on some money? Okay, like when they do this, ain't they getting a lot of money from the United States and a lot of other investors and different things also?
They're getting a lot of money from a lot of places. Yes, once completed.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, right now, Ray, you can't say nothing about that about them rates you had you came across or you got some intel on. You can't really say nothing about them.
Sure, we already did. We said they're basically the same rates.
Oh, okay.
Only difference by a few pennies.
Okay. Well, all right. I was moving around, so I didn't know if you said anything.
Yeah,
about
I mean that's all that was said about it. It didn't say the actual rates. Because they're only just a few pennies different than the last time you heard rates.
Right now, is Zimbabwe in the basket with the currencies?
Zimbabwe
so
is
far.
Good.
Huh?
Yes, it is in the basket with the currencies.
Okay,
no,
because I hear people asking about Zimbabwe, and I didn't. At one time, you had said something about they were talking about, but it didn't make sense for them to. Going to the second basket because that would mean people that you know that sold their currency they would go buy a bunch of Zim if Zim went in the basket. So that's what I was asking because I do have Zim, but I was just
that's what people would do knowing that it was in the first basket moved to the second basket. I'm sure that's what they would do. If I told you every one of us we in the second basket and we're going from 7 to 9. Then you would take
right.
your money, you would buy them, and just wait it out. I mean, that's what
absolutely.
I would do. Makes sense. I'm not going to spend all my money.
I mean,
money.
If it's going to make you more wealthier.
That's right. So people would do the same thing with the Zim. And now that everybody knows, they wouldn't even really have the opportunity to do what they wanted to do. Especially with all you rich millionaires and billionaires going out trying to buy all the Zim in the world. And the really
right.
smart ones wouldn't even try and buy the currency. They would actually go after the bonds because they know they're guaranteed. But
so is it a cap on
that
on
opportunity?
This
not
this
everybody knows
point.
It. Don't
is
know.
It a cap on,
don't know.
Is it a cap? It's not
I
a cap
know.
On.
I,
Oh, you say you don't know?
The bank is saying no. And I tell you what the committee submitted, and we haven't seen the banks update their system to that yet.
Right. And you haven't got a copy of the MDA or anything like that, have you?
Nope, don't have it.
Okay.
I know they're still saying you're gonna sign one if you want it though. So.
Right. So they're gonna have a screen rate, a sovereignty rate, and how many rates is it gonna be?
They're gonna have a rate on the screen, and they're gonna have a contract rate that they're gonna give.
Okay, so that's like two rates, a screen rate and a contract rate.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm just, because I'm writing down what you're saying, because I had wrote some other stuff down, but I'm just writing it down, because I'm kind of detailed about things. I don't like to, I'm going to remember it, because I'm going to write it down. But okay, I ain't going to hold y'all
no
up.
No contract rate at all, and if you have enough to get a contract rate, if you're still available, just ask. Guy can say yes or no.
Right.
Okay.
And it makes sense for this to happen real soon. So, I mean, one more other thing.
Yes, sir.
Now, their election is when? When is the Iraqi election? Would that be May the 15th? I thought I heard that.
May the 15th. That's when it is.
Okay. I appreciate you guys, man.
All right, man.
Thank
you. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Ohio, 419 area code. You are on.
What up?
All right.
How
y'all
doing?
Hello.
Where's 419 at?
Good.
Where's 419?
Good. Hey, man, you asked me that last time. You're going to let them black SUVs go find me, ain't you?
No, I was just trying to figure it out.
You heard of Cedar Point?
Yes, I have.
That's where it's at. That's where it's
okay.
At.
Oh, okay.
Hey, shit, you made me lost my train of thought now. Got some black SUVs on my mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Ray,
look over your shoulder.
Look
over your shoulder. Hurry up. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You see anything?
Ray, yeah, okay. Ray, back in November and October, you said you came out with the 47 cents for the dung. And I had got on a call and asked you to clarify if it was in-country or out-of-country. You say it was in-country. Okay. Now, we're not talking about in-country of Iraq. We're talking about in-country of Vietnam.
No, I didn't say that. I just said that was the rate on the screen. It was 47
no, sir,
cents.
You,
not,
you, you,
but that's the rate in...
Yes, sir. You did say that. It was there was a question about that, and it was Bill and myself. We asked you about that, and I asked you, was that in country
no,
or out of country? And you said it was in country.
You misinterpreted.
Okay, I'm asking
I've never tried to say what was in Vietnam. I have no idea what the rate is in Vietnam.
We got recordings, man. We know what you said.
Well, did you have it? Play it. If you have a recording,
okay,
play it.
Okay, I had to go back in your iCob to find it. But I'll ask you right now, is that in country or out of country?
But you find, I have no freaking idea what the rate is in Vietnam. I don't go over there. So I didn't tell you back then what it was, and I'm not telling you today what it is.
Okay. You said the rate is 47 cents on a dong. Is it in
country? 47 cents. Hey, hold on. 47 cents is the rate here in the United States. Write it down and say Tony said it. Okay,
that's my point. But if it's 47 cents in the U.S. a day, I can go and exchange it right now. In the bank,
not
no, you can't, because that's
the
RV rate.
That's the RV rate. All right, okay.
Yeah.
That don't make sense to me.
It wouldn't.
That,
yeah, I know. It don't.
what?
It don't.
Well, why does every other rate make sense to you and that one doesn't? I don't understand.
Why do any other? Well, any other rate, you're not. My thing is this: you're not clarifying where is it at, because, like I said, I did ask the question if it was in the country or out of country, Okay. And so if it was in this country, then I can go because Vietnam is tradable right now, and I can go and exchange it if it was 47 cents in this country.
All right. So listen to this. So you'll know, and there may be some other people out there that don't know either. Every time we're giving you rates on the screen, those are the projected rates for what that currency will revalue at. If that was the rate when we give it to you on the screen today, we would all be at the bank. We wouldn't be on this phone call. We'd be going out getting our money. So it can't be the rate in our country today. It is the projected rate once the revaluation takes place.
All right, we got that clarified. Everybody hear that?
Everything.
All right, everybody hear that? We got that clarified. All right, now, the other thing I have, and I'm going to say this because what I'm going to say after that is going to sound contradictory, but it's not because it pertains to Iraq. I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
If Ramadan is, well, you keep saying the election was May 12th, I think it's May. You keep saying, Tony, the election is May 15th. I think it's May 12th, and Ramadan is May 15th. So if they do it before Ramadan, they give them folks their money before Ramadan, because Alawi came out and made a statement. He wanted everybody to be there at the elections. He wanted a big turnout. And so if they give that, do it sound that if they give this to Iraq before then, that they won't be focused on the voting? And I know you made that, you talked about that in your opening statement for that, containing that.
Okay, so here we go again. Let's go through this. So you're saying if they give them the money before the vote, they won't go vote because they'll be too busy spending money, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I think people will still vote. They even care more about their country to keep him in there because he'd be the first one to do what he said he was going to do if he actually does that. Okay. Now, what happens if they don't give him the money? They want a big turnout. They're going to get a big turnout, but it's going to be a big turnout of people who are all mad because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Now, so far, history has told us that Alawi didn't do what he said he was going to do. He got replaced by Maliki. Maliki didn't do what he said he was going to do. He got replaced by Abadi. If Abadi doesn't do what he said he was going to do, he going to get replaced too. Now, as prime minister, why would I set myself up for that knowing that these people react to every time?
I said, okay.
Did we answer both questions?
Yes, sir, you did. Now I want to tell you this, and I'm going to have to go because I don't want to elaborate on it. They said, they came out and they told us, in the first quarter of 2018, right?
Yep.
Okay. What I'm about to tell you this, it's not the first quarter of 2018. It's the first tax quarter of 20. After the first tax quarter of 2018. And that's all I'm going to say about it. All right. Thank y'all.
You think?
Have a good one.
Wait. You think that's what Abadi meant?
What's the note?
I said, I have to know what you mean by that. Abadi said he was going to do it in the first tax quarter of 2018?
No, Abadi didn't say it. It's what the U.S. is doing. After the first tax quarter. All right. Thank you.
Then they're going to do it. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay.
All right, Florida, you're on 972. Oh, wait a minute. No. That's 786 area code, Florida.
Hey, how you doing, Ray? How you doing, it's Honor?
Hey, I'm fabulous, to the nth degree.
I'm all right, man. Just doing a little air conditioning work, man. Just had a question for Tony, man. Do you think you're still going to get the NDA before everything pop off, or you think they're just holding that back from you until it goes, since we already got the heads up on that?
You know, years ago, when we had the other guy, he would read parts of it, but it wasn't finalized. So I think probably going to get it either right before, so we don't have as much time to scrutinize it and influence people whether to do it or not do it.
Right.
But enough time to talk about it. But here's the thing, regardless, and even so they can know when it comes time, this happens, and somebody goes into the bank and they have to sign an NDA, which I got people prepared to do, I'm going to have a copy of it anyway. And all this is going to happen before I go do my exchange. So I will be free to talk about it regardless.
Okay. All right. So everything looking good, man. We still looking good do you think we still looking good before the election?
I think we are. And, you know, I know they have a plan to do it, but I know they've had a plan all along. And, you know, things just didn't happen, or things did happen that caused that plan to go, because people are constantly fighting them, trying to make sure they don't meet deadlines or they don't get votes in time. They don't, you know, and they're fighting through that to get it done. Now, as far as everything required to drop the 3-0s, and they're saying that process is complete. We can do it.
Yeah.
We just like to see the rest of the world look better. They can do it any day they choose to. It's just all those other things aren't required, and I can say aren't needed to drop the 3-0s. Really doesn't make a difference, but it makes a difference to them on how it's perceived. Again, the CBI is the CBI. It's not the government. They're going to do it when they think the time is right now, is what they're telling us. Before, they were just going to do it. It's done. And now let's figure out all the rest of it. But now, since we're here, they're trying to say, let's figure out the rest of it, too, and then let's do it. This doesn't make sense to me and you.
No, man, because I'm with you on that, man. When it comes down to body doing this before the election, man, I mean, it only makes sense unless it's something that we don't know. But it only makes sense. But all right, man, let me get back to installing this air conditioner, man, trying to keep some money coming in. I get with y'all,
all
man.
All right,
man.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Yes, sir. You too.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Texas, 972, you're on.
All right. Good afternoon, Ray. I don't know if I should say good afternoon to Tony. He'd have put you on blast 5 times already today.
I guess not.
Hey, sir.
Good afternoon, Tony.
All right.
All right, now. Tell me about this election. Now, I wouldn't be concerned about Maliki. Because Maliki, he can't afford to leave from that side of the world. So if he tried to run for it, he wouldn't make it. That'd be my last concern about Maliki becoming the prime minister. If he do, he can't go no further than Iran. But I want I want you to speak on that. Go ahead, Tom.
You got to remember, Maliki or Maliki, however you want to pronounce it, has all of Iran supporting him and pushing and trying to turn Iraq into Iran. But, yes, if he became the prime minister again, he would be protected as the prime minister again.
Yeah.
And he could go anywhere he wanted to go.
In the Middle East, Tom. He couldn't show
him. Why do you think that?
But it's too much.
Absolutely.
It's a little too much because too much happened already. So the last thing he could do is win any election. He's not going to be given a chance on no election. He can't leave that area over there because he already did. He did so much stuff. He He ain't thinking about that. He may jump in the news and try to discourage the people, but the last thing he want to do is win that election and be invited here to the United States. Because I seriously think that'll be his last visit. Because they'll lock him up as soon as he touch ground.
I'm telling you, there is no way in the world that would happen. It just would not happen.
Okay. Well, you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe.
You believe? Okay.
Well, I want Ray, touch on that protect your principle thing for us a little bit. And then I'll stand by and listen to it.
Yes,
yeah, whatever you
I
like
heard
to
you.
Share. It's not a special thing, yeah, but whatever you like to share about it.
Okay. Well, the short and simple end of it is protecting your principle and not wasting it. Well, those that feel like they need to go get money at exchange time, if it's a real need, then get OPM. Get other people's money and put yours to work. And get the best rates of return that you can get on it. That's the whole concept of protecting your principal and not to waste it and go out and spend it. Paying cash when you don't need to pay cash. Let the mathematics determine if it's a good move or not to pay cash. And you have to evaluate all of the mathematics for that. Loss of opportunity. You have to look at factor that in. I think the biggest mistake a lot of us are making are the members, because the statistics that we receive that the average person is going to be under $400,000 when they do an exchange. You don't have room to be spending and shopping and helping out the world. You just barely will have enough to take care of you, and you need to put that to work first. And then as it produces surpluses, then you can break off a piece to somebody else and do this and do that and go buy all those fancy things that you want to buy. But you know, $400,000 is no money. Now, it's a whole lot when you get it all at one time, but once you start spending it, it's gone in a matter of minutes. And so folks really need to protect that principle, whatever it is. Even if you exchange and get millions, you still need to adapt to that mindset until you can put other things in place. And once you have things in place that will replicate and create an income, whether you get up out of the bed or not, you know money's coming in every month, then you can start doing things with principle.
Hello?
Yes, sir. We're still here.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Okay, thank you, Ray.
Okay.
They leave Brother Ray alone, Tony. Don't do Brother Ray like that. You're going to make everybody
we have fun.
I know
Ray
you are.
Ray likes that. Anyway, go ahead.
Ray, I can't tell he like that. He don't know Ray yet. I can't tell.
All right,
y'all. Have a good
day. Take
care.
All right. Arkansas 870, you are on.
Hello. I just have one quick question. You know, you gave the rate out like Friday or something like that for the ZIM, but I haven't heard lately if they're taking the six zeros off before that rate. You know, but there for a while we were multiplying something by something else, and I just didn't know. Are they removing six zeros before the rate now?
They're using the same math. So, no, they're not removing six zeros. The multiplier, though, is 0.6 zeros and the number. That way they can use the same multiplier for every currency, for every denomination.
Okay, great. So it's 0.6 zeros and the rate.
The rate, yeah.
Okay. The point goes before the six zeros and the rate. Okay. Great.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
160 in the red.
Okay.
All right. Have a great
right.
day.
I appreciate it. Same to you. I'm getting excited. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Right.
Okay. Well, while we're on that, let's go ahead and make sure folks have the math thought in mind, because you're dealing with a lot of zeros. So the rate we got, this last ZIM rate was 16. So that's 6016 is what we would be using. So for you 100 trillion note holders, that one note would be $16 million. For those that had difficulty doing the math on that. So now for the 500 million note holders, if they take them, that's going to equal $80. On the 500 million note, the rate that we have now, if they take it, that's going to be $80. And the 100 trillion dollar note with the rate, when they take that, it'd be $16 million. I think that puts some perspective there for you, for those who can't really process all those zeros. Okay, that takes us to our next caller, Utah, 801 area code.
Hey.
801, you're on.
Are you there?
Yes,
there, Tony?
We're here.
Hey, just wanted to say thanks, you guys. But real quick question. I've been doing what you guys have said. Every time they delay it or it doesn't happen, I go buy more currency. And this last time I got, usually with my dinar, I have $25,000 notes. And this time I got $50,000. I just want to know if you guys know or have noticed the $50,000 is a lot bigger size. It's not the same size as the $25,000 note. Have you guys noticed that? Do you guys carry the 25 or the 50?
I haven't noticed it. Cause, no, I don't have any.
No, me either.
Okay.
I'm sure they're going to revalue the same.
Okay, I just didn't know it. I didn't really worry about it, but I didn't know if you guys had if you'd experienced that or if the currency you were holding. Also,
where'd you buy it at? Where'd you?
Exchange of America down there in California.
Okay.
Oh, they got a pretty good reputation. You okay? I think be okay.
I got stuff from them before, but ordered it. This time I just walked in and grabbed it since I was there.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm not too worried about it, but I just was wondering if you guys had. Now, on the other side, we hear about from G-Man all this talk about barbecues down there in North Carolina. Tony, all we hear from you is, I'm going to go have a cigar, have a drink. What else they got to offer there in California besides that?
Well, I can't tell you because this is a family show.
Oh, gosh.
In California.
My curiosity is how close are you to Fresno?
I'm 3 hours from Fresno.
Oh, okay. I'm going there next week just on business. I thought if he's close, then I'm going to swing down there and harass you.
Oh, okay. A lot of people do. Was that online?
Yeah. The other thing with these, when we go to Vegas, I know we're talking about all these bankers and stuff, but you guys haven't mentioned a lot of business gets done on the golf course, but you guys want to be tied up in the ballroom instead of out on the golf course making business happen.
You know what? We might get throw a golf tournament in there. I'd like to see somebody set something up. You know, it's just, and it depends on who I can get to do it. And
gotcha.
I'll tell you guys right now, I've owned 4 sets of golf clubs, and I've never played around the golf. Haven't gotten off the driving range yet, but I've owned 4 sets of golf clubs. So after this, that's what I'm going to do. Okay.
Follow-up to that, then, is how many of those sets previous to those four, out of that 4 sets, have you broken that you had to buy new ones from that driving range then?
None. I'm just telling you.
Did they get broken?
You know, somebody say, hey, Tony, you don't never use those. Let me have it. I'll say take it. I'll just give you that one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, give them to me, so. Okay.
Yep. That's all I have, guys. I appreciate your help on everything and all that you guys do, and your family allowing you guys to be here with us. But thanks again for everything.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
North Carolina, 910, you're on. Area code, North Carolina.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Sorry, man. Caught me off guard there. Man, this thing's gonna crack any day, I feel. They're not gonna televise this for us. We gotta look at the signs, like you've been saying, Tony. So I think everybody just keep your head up, man. And it's gonna crack soon. Just be ready.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you guys, man. Later.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, thank you. California, 909, you're on.
Is that me?
California. That's you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Hey, this is my first time I've been listening to the show since you was with the other people, the people, radio people. And and my name on the board is God's Woman. And I've been, you know, I work with kids all the time. I'm a foster parent of over 85 children in my lifetime. So I have a great, Tony, you always say something about doing something for the older children when they come out of foster care. And that's one of my passions, too. So I just wanted to say that I appreciate you guys so much. I only can get the information sometimes on the recorded method because of being busy with all the kids, you know. This is my first time being able to come on the live program. So I have a lot of friends that are following. I'm not going to ask you how you guys are doing because I know you say that so many times. Sometimes I'm on the call. I listen to the recording. I think, oh, my God, they said it five times. The next person would call and ask the same question. And they say it again and again and again. It's like, everybody on the radio, we know you guys are doing great. We know you're fantabulous and the other one. And we know that you're super fantastic. I don't understand why you keep repeating that. But my question would be, now that I have an opportunity to say that, some time ago, we said that whenever this breaks in that country, they're asking for 3 days to celebrate themselves before they release it to other countries. Are they still going by that, or when it becomes well-known international to the whole world, will everyone would go, or their country would want to hold it for 3 days before everyone could go?
I don't know, because some people still think that that's the case. And when they had the 108 or 118 last week, was trying to do the exchange again, and everybody thought the rate would show up on Saturday. Even they did, I mean, because they had told us that. They thought it was because of the 72 hours to give them that 3 day. When we talked to our committee members and other people here, they're telling me nobody cares about that anymore. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares if it's Friday at 4:45 in the evening like it's supposed to have been. Nobody cares if it's 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. I mean, because those are the times it's been scheduled for so many times. Just first chance they get it to go, they're going to go with it. That's what I expect to see.
I would believe that for their country more than our state, more than me, because, you know, I continue to live life at its fullest with what God has provided for me as I continue to buy. And, Tony, that other question I had was, I know that when we buy the currency, that money goes to that country to help that country establish themselves more, or whatever they're trying to gain. Now, you've been asking, and I've done this. I went out and spent another $1,000 on currencies, and you said, hey, if it don't go this time, go buy some more. So I went out maybe two or three times and totaled up about $1,000 worth of more currency. So in doing that, their country is getting this money back because we're selling the money in our country and other countries, and they're able to have this money to do whatever their government wants them to do. Now, do you feel that maybe because they're still buying it, that they're pulling off and not doing anything, and so they could sell and get as much USD as they can? Or are they benefiting?
Okay, so let's listen. As long as you are buying from an exchanger,
yes,
then yes, they're benefiting because they're buying it from over there.
Right.
So they have to give them the dollars that and keep their auctions on. If you're buying it from the bank, that is not the case.
Okay.
Then it's still going to our treasury.
Oh, I see.
Yes, they are still benefiting from it. They're still doing the auctions, and they still have some of the corruption over there because of the money that is going back. But that's what has driven them for the last 10 years, exactly.
Right.
Or they would have lost out in that situation because we were giving them money when nobody else would.
Exactly.
We were putting money in their economy when nobody else would. I'm strictly talking about Iraq, okay, because that was a process, and that's why we're involved in this. Again, today, if we're still buying from those exchangers, the process hasn't changed. If now we shifted, because back then none of the banks sold dinar. Now we have over 70 banks that are selling dinar. Then that's a different procedure that the money goes through over there.
So they're still benefiting by people like all of us. It's about, what do you think, about 8,000 plus people on the line right now. And everyone did what I did, or maybe all more than the 8,000, we can triple that. They're making money. If we're going to a currency dealer, they're making that money, which is keeping their economy going. And I just felt like maybe that might have been some of the holdback, is because they continue to get the U.S. dollar from us because we're still buying it. So if we just...
Well, I think it always has an effect, no matter how much it is, because it's still going through the process. But let me clarify something for you guys.
Okay.
If I didn't have the money to do this, or I was looking at the best opportunity to do this based on the rates that we're looking at.
Yes.
Now, the dinar is not what I would be buying. The ZIM is not what I would be buying.
Okay.
If I was buying anything, I would be buying the dong. It's the cheapest, the biggest return.
I went and bought a lot of dong, a little bit of dinar, but a lot of dong with that $1,000.
That's right, because every $39, $40, is almost $500,000.
Exactly.
Nobody's questioning the dong, what it's going to do, why it's going to do it, is it legal, is it not legal. You buy it right from the bank, or an exchanger can take it right back to the bank. So it's the safest thing for you and has the best return, or I should say a practically guaranteed return. So that's what I'd be doing, down to as little as $50 a week, and that's what I'm saying. Gives you $500,000 change in your life, you know, when this happens. Four times a week, you got an extra $2 million. I mean, four times a month, whenever this happens.
Exactly. You
That's
know,
how
I
look at it.
I did what you said. Well, actually, I did before you said this, when somebody said, well, you're going to be using this wallpaper. Well, you know what? I took the envelope and I wrote, I bought so much, and I wrote the names of people that I would like to contribute to my church. We're in a process of finishing building this building, contribute to. And then I just have envelopes with names on it of who and what I want to do with that particular amount of money. Because I just feel like this blessing is, the Bible says the wealth of the rich, the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So I know there's some people in it that maybe don't, not going to do the good and noble thing or the humanity and thing. But there's a lot of people that is waiting to do a good thing, a righteous thing. So you can only have so much. And I have, for me, I believe, you know, over the last 6 years, I've been collecting and telling other people to do that I'm going to be okay. But there's a whole lot of people that are not going to be okay that don't have this and didn't even have the money to even invest in it. So I'm looking forward to the 10 days. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys when we get to Vegas. And I'm looking forward to Ray's classes here in California. And I'm looking forward to continue to bless other people and myself.
And that's how it should be. So let me tell you what I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm not looking forward to Ray's classes because he's kind of boring to me. But anything else, that's because that guy told me to quit picking on him. But I am absolutely looking forward to meeting you. Absolutely looking forward to meeting you. And just because of the program that you're involved in, I want to do something with those kids. And if you've already experienced it 85 times, maybe we can get together. You can give me some direction because that is a program I absolutely want to do. And we'll take all the advice in the world.
Tony, I took, for 15 years, I would only take girls that are over 12 years old. Because everyone wants the little cute 2 and 3 year old in foster care. But our females were being put in group homes because they're hard to handle. And I said, you know, I've been fed. God actually was very instrumental in me being a foster parent and said, take the females. And I actually had to hear that more than once. But I did. I took the females. They're very hard to handle. They're looking for love. They have a mistaken identity of what love looked like, and they have to grow up. So I would take the 12 years until they're about 19 years old, and, you know, then they go out on their own. Here in California, you know, we can keep the children up until they're 21 years old. And if they are in a program, the county, whatever county you're in, they will keep the kids after 18 and put them in an apartment, pay their utilities, help them with school. If they stay in the program and get a 2.6, they have a full ride to college. There's so many opportunities, but our kids don't understand it because their minds are young and they don't believe that 10 years from now they're going to need these different programs to help them when they're an adult. And when they come to me, I basically would try to grow them up and teach them to take full advantage that they can right now. Because when you walk away from this program, you're going to have to be on the street if you're not ready. And then we have a lot of them.
Okay, let me do this. Let me do this real quick. Career time. First of all, I appreciate and thank you because, I mean, girls are the most difficult creature on earth to deal with, especially at the teenage age. But let me get Ray to write your number down, then me and you can talk about it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Because I'm telling you, you guys are there 3 times a week. I said, I know they work somewhere. They continue to take care of their family, but you guys are dedicated and work, and you're there 3 days a week, and you're on for 2 hours at a time. And I'm sure you already said you woke up at night and you're getting information before you can get on the phone. So people look and say, oh, this is a scam. No, it's not a scam. Why would these men and women and all these other people that's in this, why would they dedicate their lives so hard to getting this information out just to sit and say, oh, I'm scamming you? What are you getting if you're scamming us? What are you getting? Nothing. I don't think.
I tell people all the time, I'm sending you to the bank. The bank doesn't pay me a dime. The exchanges don't pay me a dime. I'm just spreading it out there. A bunch of people complain. A bunch of people laugh and say, I mean, you just gone crazy. And why you keep believing in this? And, you know, my only thing is, you know, I told you. So do what you do. And, you know, you're going to laugh today, plenty of day, but I'm going to laugh for a lifetime. And then I just let it go. That's all.
Okay. And then you go on with life, because those that did not get on the bus, they just got left behind. Just go on.
All right.
And I don't.
Yes, ma'am.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you, man. Yep. Thank you. We're gonna move on to the next one, but Ray just sent me your number, so we'll talk. I'm gonna keep it. All right.
Okay. Arizona 602 area code.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Rich, Storm, Tony, long time no talk, but I haven't missed a call, I tell you that. Quick question.
Oh, good.
Last call, way back from PTR.
All right.
You guys answer all the questions, so it really doesn't leave me much room to talk to you. So, but this last lady just touched on it in regards to the budget. So that's not something that the banks are waiting to be released now?
Their budget?
No, Iraq's budget, yeah.
Yeah, Iraq's budget has already been released. It's already in the Gazette. It's done. They're operating out of their budget.
Okay, but last on Wednesday you were saying, yeah, it was released, it was in there, but then we couldn't see if it was the old rate or the effective date of the new rate. And that
we can't see it today.
Are you still counting?
There's an article out right now that says even though the budget's out and they made this part public, they still haven't explained the rest of this. So they're still hiding part of the budget from the public. But they are clearly saying we're operating out of the budget.
Okay. So they're not going to let that go until this is live around the world then, probably, right? Because it's all going to go at the same time.
Well, yeah, if there wasn't something in there, and I don't know what it is, but they clearly aren't letting their own people read the entire budget for some reason.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And the second question, which was also on Wednesday, you said there is a reason the banks are preparing to do exchanges on Monday. What was that reason? Or can you say?
No, I can say. The reason is because in January, these banks told me, hey, when they went in a couple of times in January, I don't know if you guys remember that, they came back and said, hey, we were briefed not until the middle of April. It's not going to happen, so we're not going back in. And when we go back in, we're not going to be put on standby. We're just going to be told report, and we're going to go from there. Okay.
Oh,
so,
okay. That's what you
exactly
meant.
What
okay.
They did. Yeah, and they came back and said the 9th through the 15th is what we're looking at now, and we've been telling you that since January, but you didn't believe us. I said, no, because you're from Texas. I don't believe Texas. It's like talking to Iraq. You know what I'm saying?
You've been talking about Texas ever since I met you.
I know. You know, that's the first one who pulled up in the bus at the bank. They did what? Because I got the phone call. They didn't get the phone. I got the phone call. You got people pulling up in buses at the bank. And I'm like, what are you talking about? But that was Texas. So I can't rely on you guys. Do what?
You also said that Texas is the also where CBI is in the United States. So have their dates or anything changed?
No, their dates haven't changed.
Okay.
CBI's website is still out of the U.S. and market. So yeah, it's still out of Texas. Everything's in Texas. So maybe they do have a little bit more insight than everybody else out in there.
That could be. Well, I like that. That sounds really good. Way back when you just left PTR and you started TNT, you sent me my first brown bill, $1,000 dinar. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, we were sending those out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how long I've been with you. I actually got four of them. I can't remember if it was a contest. I can't remember what the reason was, but I ended up getting four of them from you. So I still have those, and thank you very much. You know, I know that, or let you know that Ray has done a absolute fantastic job in your absence. And as much as you pick on him, he's a really good guy.
He's a really good guy, and people
praise
him all the time. They tell me all the time. Yeah. Ray kept it going. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting
you guys
in Vegas. You're welcome. And I'm looking forward to meeting you guys in Vegas. So I'll let you go because I know it's the top of the hour. Thanks, guys.
All right,
Alrighty. Thank
you.
All right, sir. Let's wrap it up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is I know what they're saying, but it doesn't actually match what they're doing over there or over here. They continue to push the banking side, like I said, the lower denoms to the banks and making sure their ATMs. And in fact, they put the notice out to the banks over there to be ready at a moment's notice. Yeah, I don't know if it's a plan or they're just saying, let's see what happens here. We drag this out. We just might have to do it. Or if they really are going to use good common sense and do it before the election. But I know our banks are on standby. Their banks are on standby. They're telling the public it's not going to happen until after the election. So we'll just have to see which one is true. But we continue to get the inside information, except for our bankers here in the U.S. were absolutely threatened with, what did I tell you guys, life in prison? Something, if they give out any more information. Now, I just threw that life in prison part in there. They were threatened with some legal actions. So I just put it like that. But anyway, sometimes it's enough to scare them. Sometimes, you know, we got one guy say, I'm going to be bold, or two or three guys, and I'm going to put it out there anyway, and we'll see what happens. But I know they are concerned about it, but supposedly because it's that close that they are. Not because it's another 8 months down the road or 9 months down the road, like some people seem to think or want you to believe. I just really find that hard to believe. I do. So I'm enjoying the rest of my day. I'm expecting some more information to come in this afternoon from Iraq. If we get it and there's something we can share, we'll definitely tweet it out. Ray will put in an update like he does something, and we'll go from there. All right. Enjoy your day. Ray?
All right, folks. It's Marvelous Monday. Let's enjoy it and see what happens.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe God will
the blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. Trust it!